1039mypigradio.com. Well, I got here just in time.
You sure did.
For our guest, our friend from the community, of course, the morning show, John, Anna, and Friends, is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They're stronger, they're smarter, they're sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution choice, and they are your friends. And Brianna from Texarkana Resources is in here, and I got re-educated because Anna said she'd been in here. Is it possible that she was in here when I wasn't on a day?
No,
I wasn't here?
You were here.
Okay. You were here, yeah. Okay.
I just apologize then.
It was a really fun one.
I just forgot.
Miss Jennifer came and everything.
I'm just so sorry. I kind of remember it now.
Okay,
I do kind of remember it now.
Tell you it was fun and we kind of ganged up on you.
Yeah. I kind of remember it now. And Brianna reminded me that she came over here from the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yes, sir.
And started at Texarkana Resources 18 months ago, something like that?
About 8 months ago.
8 months ago. Well, I'm adding time to her.
Mm-hmm.
But we're glad you're here.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And you love what you do, I can tell.
I do. I am passionate about the people that we serve.
You can tell when somebody is contagiously happy about what they're doing, and I can tell that right off the bat. Do y'all want to...
Let's
do a little bit of background on Texarkana Resources for the people that don't know before we talk about the event.
What's your elevator speech for Texarkana Resources?
All right. Time me. Here I go. Texarkana Resources is a nonprofit that serves Texarkana and the surrounding communities. We work with adults with disabilities. We do housing, employment, training, support, pretty much every area we can help adults with disabilities, we do. And we are always looking for support from the community because there are so many people that have disabilities that are not aware that we offer services. So please think of us. If you know an adult with disabilities, you know, reach out. There's a chance we might be able to help.
Fantastic. And if the community wanted to reach out and help you, what are some of the non-traditional ways besides just opening our pocketbook?
So at Texarkana Resources, we serve a lot of adults with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, many people in that community are without a lot of basic necessities.
Okay.
So if you are a business owner or a person that has stuff, or, you know, you're just wanting to do something that is not a traditional check cash donation, we're always looking for people to provide, clothing and things for, new clothing and things for our trainees. We're looking for people that want to bring some tasty, juicy turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Okay, yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah. Come on. You know, a lot of the people we serve, they don't have families. We have a whole housing unit for people that don't have anywhere to go. So they do Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter with us. So, you know, if you...
We could help spruce up holidays for them.
Yes.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways that you can support the clients at Texarkana Resources. Think of what you want your family to have.
And let's give it to their family.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I love this.
Well, now we got the background on Texarkana Resources, which we needed out there because some people may have just moved to town. Some people may have been here all along. Didn't quite know. They'd heard of it, but they weren't quite sure exactly what they do. Now you know. And we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll play more of the Best of Most Country, and we'll talk about a wonderful event that's coming up in September. You're going to love it. And you want to hurry up and get your ticket because you don't want to procrastinate and be left out. But it's something that's going to be really fun and help out the cause at the same time. And we'll talk more with Brianna coming up right here on The Pig. 1039mypigradio.com. I love that song from back in the day, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. I love that group to begin with. Fishing in the Dark.
Yes, sir.
All right, on The Pig at 1039mypigradio.com. It is the morning show, John, Anna, and Friends. This would be local news time, but we've got a friend, a guest from the community in here, so we're going to let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American-made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana, and we'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with Brianna from Texarkana Resources. We got the scoop on her. We got the scoop on what Texarkana Resources does. Now, Anna and Brianna, I like that. Anna and Brianna. Y'all talking about a radio team.
Yeah.
Anna and Brianna.
There we go.
Or Brianna and Anna, if you prefer.
There we go.
All right, but y'all are going to talk about Under the Harvest Moon Drawdown event, and it's going to be a great night of entertainment, food, activities.
Festivities.
Go.
Let's start off with what's a drawdown because you told me in the Facebook that I'm not allowed to bring my cap guns. It's not a shootout.
No. It is not. There are no...
It's not the Wild West.
No, ma'am. There are no guns allowed, even though we will be having a very nice rifle at our silent auction.
That's something I have to buy. I can't bring my cap guns.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. We don't come packing. It's not a good idea.
No.
So, a drawdown is essentially a reverse lottery.
Okay.
So when you buy a ticket to a drawdown, your ticket correlates with a ping pong ball in a traditional lottery hopper.
Okay.
Throughout the night, we draw down to the winner. Your goal is to be the last ping pong ball in the hopper because the last ping pong ball takes home the $5,000 prize, or if they're feeling charitable,
which they should be,
they can split that $5,000 prize with Texarkana Resources. Fantastic. And take home half. So we draw down to the winner, hence a draw down.
And you sell a limited amount of tickets so that there's not 7 million balls in the hopper.
Exactly. At Texarkana Resources, we sell 120 tickets. So you have a 1 in 120 chance of walking away with the prize, unless, of course, you buy insurance. Okay. Insurance is an additional $20 on top of the $100 ticket.
So I have an extra life.
Yes, you have one extra life. So if you are ball number 47 and it gets pulled, if you have insurance, it gets put back in the hopper one time.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that made it simple. It's like, well, I don't know if I'm a very good shot, so I don't know if I want to go. But now that you've explained it, tell us where the event's going to be, what day, and how we can get our tickets.
So the third annual drawdown for Texarkana Resources is being held on September 22nd. It's going to be hosted at Ramage Farms in Hooks. And if you haven't been to Ramage Farms, y'all, you are missing out. It is a beautiful venue. And we're so excited to host our fundraiser at Ramage Farms. Tickets are $100 per couple. They correlate with one ping pong ball in the lottery hopper. It's $20 if you want insurance to get your second life at the prize. And if you're wanting one of these 120 tickets, what you want to do is you want to go to texarkanaresources.org, go to events, find the drawdown page, and it has all the information about how you get a ticket on that page. Or, you know, if that's too hard for you, you just put Texarkana Resources in your Google and you give us a call and I'll take care of you.
Right. I found it on Facebook and you can go forward from there too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a good deal. And especially the, as I call it, the mulligan,
yes.
The extra ball chance there for an extra $20. Like you were saying on the Facebook, that's a great deal. But like you were saying on the Facebook, you go out to one of the pretty good, nice restaurants in Texarkana, go see a movie or whatever on a Saturday night. You're going to be spending this much anyway. So you might as well spend it and go out here and have a different, unique time and help out Texarkana Resources. Because you're going to spend that anyway going to what we just talked about.
That's right, sir. I know when we go to Ironwood and then we go to the movie, we spend well over $100. Mm-hmm. And the important thing about attending a drawdown fundraiser is your money, whatever you spend for your ticket, whatever you spend on the silent auction, all of that goes back to Adults with Disabilities at Texarkana Resources. So your money is well spent and it goes to people that really need it while you get an amazing night of entertainment and, you know, door prizes and possibly $5,000.
That would be great. $5,000 is the top prize. And then, of course, if you want to take the whole $5,000, that's good. If you want to go, I think I'll take part of it. Here, Texarkana Resources, you take the rest. That would be great,
yeah,
too.
That's awesome.
That would be all right. But sounds like it's going to be a great night of fun and entertainment, and it helps such a worthy cause. And the food's going to be great. You did mention that Jeff Loving was...
Yeah, Chef Loving.
Yeah.
Yes, Chef Loving is going
over
to have an amazing spread, and we're going to have some desserts from local, different local bakeries.
So you're giving us a sampling of all
yes,
the
yes, yes. So it's a good eats night.
All right, go
big.
All right, we'll kind of wrap it up and once again tell them how they can get the ticket because you don't want to procrastinate because there's only 120, right?
There's not very many left.
So you don't want to sit around and wait because then you'll be wishing, well, I wish I had.
Right.
And we'll also get y'all to play a game as well because we do. 1039mypigradio.com. That's Alan Jackson, AJ, and Tall, Tall Trees on
yes,
the Pig. And then the morning show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. We're stronger and smarter and sensible. And they got the three convenient locations to serve you: Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas, Wake Village, and of course Ashdown as well. We've been talking with Brianna from Texarkana Resources about what they do there and the big Under the Harvest Moon drawdown dinner and festivities that's going on in September. And we'll kind of put a bow on that, as I say, wrap it up here in just a second, and once again tell you how you can get your ticket or tickets. But let's play a game real quick.
Okay.
Y'all play along with Anna and Brianna. I love that new duo, Anna and Brianna. And see how we do. This is a yes or BS, so I'll give you a statement, and you decide whether it's true fact or whether it's made-up stuff.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay, a Chicago, Illinois drugstore owner invented the soft drink Dr. Pepper, which has always been one of my favorites.
No, it was in Texas, down in Dublin, I think.
That's right. That is not a Chicago drink.
No, they have pizza.
It is in Texas, and the Dr. Pepper Hall of Fame, or whatever they call it, is in Waco. But yeah, it was Charles Alderton, a Texas pharmacist, who made or came up with Dr. Pepper. I love it. Omaha is the capital of Nebraska. Is that yes or BS? That's our geography type stuff.
You see, I made a B in geography, so I'm going to have to let Anna take this one.
Anna, you got it?
I didn't grow up down here, but no, it's not. I think it's Lincoln.
You're right. It's Lincoln is the capital, but Omaha is a big city there in Nebraska. Among all canned fruits and vegetables, pumpkin is considered the best source of vitamin A.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes on that. Yeah, I mean, it makes a good pie, but...
It does make a good pie. And
it's
so dense and bright, great source of vitamin A. Y'all are right on that. Falling out of a window is the second most frequent cause of accidents in the home.
Falling out or falling into?
It says falling out.
Oh, no, it has to be falling into.
Oh, see, I'm going to say absolutely not, because I've cut myself twice with a kitchen knife. Those are way worse than windows.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're right there, Brianna. They are way worse than windows, but falling out of a window is the second most frequent. It doesn't say what the first is. I bet you it's slipping in the bathtub or something. Mm-hmm.
What was the answer to that?
Falling out of a window is not the second. It's falling into running through or hitting the window. Like, you don't even see it.
Yeah,
see the glass.
Total bruise.
How clean is the glass, or how bad is your eyesight? That's what you're running into is what I want to know. Who lives in that kind of house?
It hurt.
Okay. She does. Obviously. All right. Let's see here. Is there anything such thing as an average beaver?
Sure, let's go with that.
Well, if there is, the average beaver cuts down 200 trees in a year, and then they make those...
The dams.
On the waterway.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? You're right. An average beaver cuts down 200 trees a year.
I wonder how big the circumference is.
I don't know, but that's amazing. They are kind of amazing.
They are interesting.
They really are. Let's see if I can find a couple of more here that we haven't already done before. An arctophile, arctophile, arctophile collects teddy bears.
I'll go with sure. It took you long enough to figure it out, so just going off that hint.
I've never heard of it, so I'll lean with Anna on this one.
That's a good idea, because it is true.
Now we know.
That could be our calendar word of the day, arctophile.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I'm going to look for one more maybe I can find that we haven't done, or I'll just do one. Okay, we haven't done this one.
Okay.
Guns N' Roses, the rock group, has a Skull and Roses logo.
No.
Mm-mm. Do we know who that is?
Grateful Dead.
That's right. The Grateful Dead, the Deadheads. Y'all did quite well.
It was fun.
Yeah, on Yes or BS.
I like that game.
All right, once again, tell people how they can get their tickets before they run out for the Under the Harvest Moon drawdown dinner and extravaganza.
So if you are wanting to attend the Texarkana Resources drawdown, you need to visit texarkanaresources.org, go to our event page, and you will see the instructions of how to get a ticket for the drawdown. And if you have any questions or want to contact anybody at Texarkana Resources, you can also visit texarkanaresources.org. It is a wealth of knowledge about our nonprofit.
Yeah, search it, find it, be part of it.
And you'll have stuff up on the website about it.
I sure will.
At mypigradio.com. That'll give you nice things.
Go to our website, find it, you'll find it.
And just remember,
you guys knit our community.
Yeah, the tickets are limited and will run out, so don't wait if you want to go to this, and you really do want to go to this, and I'd get that extra chance with that $20 extra on it to get that mulligan, as I call it, for getting an extra chance in the drawdown, and somebody's going to walk away the big winner with $5,000.
Sure will.
All right. Well, it was so nice for you to come in. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
and
for
I hope
coming
it's a
back.
Great event.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, I love talking about Texarkana Resources and what we do, and you know, I'm so excited for Under the Harvest Moon. It's going to be a great time. It's going to benefit so many people.
Yeah. It always does. Thank you.
And we'll have you back in, obviously, with Texarkana Resources. More of the best in most countries coming up on this Friday as we get into the weekend, the final weekend of August. I got that right, Anna? Yeah. Next weekend's Labor Day weekend. That's hard to believe.